My name is Robert, and I am a compulsive overeater. And I am afflicted with a hopeless state of mind and body, a disease that is definitely fatal. I'm supposed to qualify no more than 5 minutes, and I can mention specific foods. And I'm going to mention Nestle's Outshine Natural Fruit Juice Bars were my absolute downfall at the end. Somewhere in the mid-90s, I got addicted to Dole natural fruit juice bars. And I remembered that I had to go cold turkey and how awful that was getting off of those. In the middle of 2016, I had my gallbladder removed because I had abused my body so much with high protein, high fat diets like da-da-da-da. And then all of a sudden, I could not eat proteins or fats anymore after that surgery. Some people can, other people like me, after a surgery like that, can't handle them for a while. So I had to go pretty much all carb, and I found these Nestle's Outshine Natural Fruit Juice Bars at the grocery. Gee, those seem like I could healthy and something I could eat when I'm, you know, recovering from the surgery. Although I was thinking I had a sort of a, but they sure do look an awful lot like those Dole Natural Fruit Juice Bars. Anyway, so I did start on those, and I got to a point where I lived alone, but I had this whole ritual where I would have a freezer full of them, and I had just the right number of them on the table next to me at the recliner watching TV where I could eat them before they melted, and knowing there was a stash in the freezer. It was a whole ritual, and it was such a bingey-bitchy thing. And toward the end, I was waking up at 2-3 in the morning. And it was one of those wake-ups where you know you're not going to go back to sleep. I might as well go back to the store. And it's midnight. Fewer people are going to see me buying those things at the store. There was another time when I had two of those hand-carry deals full of them in the freezer aisle at Lund's Byerly's on Lake Street. And here came two uniformed policemen the other way. And one of them looked down at my baskets like that. And I was so embarrassed. But what was really embarrassing was when I saw myself head on in my bathroom mirror at home, I was fine. This is almost 300 pounds of Robert. But when I was out on the street or somewhere and there was glass and I saw my reflection, then the truth was there. And I was embarrassed about that. Just a little bit more about childhood. You know, I knew where my grandmothers had the stash of sweets in their homes. I knew where my one grandmother had the chewing gum in a special container on the very tippy top cabinet where I'd have to climb up to get those. I was a compulsive eater. I could go on and on, but I won't, because I'm supposed to get onto the topic here. But the point is, I will say something else. I got sober in 1988, and I realized in those first few years that I had a problem with food, maybe I better go check out OA. And so I started going to some OA meetings, and there were people there that were abstinent and their lives were getting better, and I could see that happening. But I never got a definition of what my abstinence would be. And I never got a food plan. I didn't, we have this, I have it here actually, so I'm not going to dig it out right now, but a pamphlet, the tools, and one of those tools is a food plan. You know, I get that from a nutritionist or some other professional, a doctor, a dietitian, and what's appropriate for somebody, you know, my age, my size, my physical activity level. Anyway, and in OA How, I'm a member of OA How, we run that by our sponsor, and we follow that program one day at a time. Anyway, I gave up finally on OA, but I was a member of AA and participating in AA, and there were a few people around the early 2000s that I was watching in AA who were doing all this weird, weird stuff with food. They were doing all this daily reading and writing and journaling and getting up from the table at the restaurant because the potato was wrong or because they had to make a phone call, right, to get it cleared. And I thought, there's no way I'll ever do all that stuff. That's insane. No, this I thought that was for chicks. That's not for me. That's for chicks. Well, turns out this chick needed to surrender to that exact... Anyway, so I was coming home from an AA roundup in Omaha, Nebraska in the summer of 2016. And that's that about how big I was in that first picture. The big picture toward the end there with the checkered shirt. And they said, yeah, you could probably make it in time for the Sunday night meeting in St. Louis Park. And even if you don't make it for the beginning, there's a great male speaker you'll want to hear. And I go, well, just how long is this meeting? 2 hours. Well, that was all I needed to hear to say, no, I don't need a two-hour meeting. That's insane. So a year later, in the summer of 2017, I called that same person again, found out when that meeting was, and I showed up at that first meeting, ready to at least go and see what you guys had to say. And then there was the sponsor line where all these women got up and they, most of them were at healthy body weights or well on their way. And I could tell they were telling the truth. They weren't lying. We have really good BS detectors as fellow addicts. We know when somebody's pulling our leg or not. These women were not. They were honest. And I could see that they were doing this deal and it was making a difference. It took me another month to finally get a sponsor and start to follow the program. And by the way, my abstinent date was right before the Minnesota State Fair happened. And I brought abstinent food to the Minnesota State Fair in the first week of abstinence. I forgot a starch at dinner. I called a fellow. They showed up and brought me a weighed and measured starch to have with my evening meal. So that was, and it wasn't deep fried. So I'm supposed to talk about honesty here. And part of the process, of course, is taking the steps of Overeaters Anonymous, and that also involves a four-step inventory and the fifth step, where you say it out loud to somebody, admitting to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature, or da da da. And we, in OA How, I'm so glad and grateful that I finally surrendered to this weird program of OA How, where we do all this discipline stuff every day, because it started to change my thinking and change my mind and change my focus. One of our early, there are several people in this room that were at that first meeting that I was attending, and I was following their example. One of the things they said, it's just developing new habits, just like brushing your teeth. We do this daily reading and writing thing, and I would get up and I was doing my writing in the evening. I found out it was easier to do in the morning, 3 minutes. And give it away to a sponsor, and pretty soon I was doing that. I was having a hands-on help weighing and measuring, making food mistakes, getting on the phone, getting that fixed, and I was so frustrated sometimes, but I stayed with it. I knew, and in my daily reading and writing, another honesty thing, I would write often about, do I take this as seriously as I do my alcoholism? I know that to drink again will probably kill me pretty darn quick. Do I take this food thing as seriously? What I kept coming back to was, I must take this thing as seriously, because look at all this crazy crap I'm doing every day to stay away from a compulsive bite one day at a time. And look, it's actually working. It's changing me. I'm starting to feel a little better. I'm starting to have some hope. And my weight is starting to come off, right? And in OA How, we weigh ourselves once a month. That was another thing, scale discipline. I would bring up the scale from storage once a month the night before, so I'd weigh it the next morning, and then put it away once I put that weight down and reported it. And it wasn't until the last couple of months that I am now on maintenance at a healthy body weight as approved by my doctor. It took 6 years, but I was not in any hurry. I was 100 pounds lighter and very, very grateful for that. So anyway, I'm first. I'm sure there'll be plenty of opportunity for people to fill in the gaps that I left. But I am very grateful for Overeaters Anonymous. I'd like to especially right now express gratitude for the organizers of this event, the people that asked me. I know a little bit about what it takes to do that, you know, and you worry about how's it going to come up? Are they going to show up? What's their message going to be? So it's an honor to be able to give back from here or from service. But I am abstinent today, back to back since August the 27th of 2018, and several state fair abstinence. Abstinent through the pandemic. Boy, was I grateful to be abstinent through the pandemic. Wow. Thank you.